mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the epistle from Hebrews. Please be seated. Well, brothers and sisters, the summary of the Old Testament, if I can say it like that, is given in Romans 1, 17, wherein Paul quotes Habakkuk when he says, "The righteous shall live by faith." Did you hear that? Yes, the righteous live by faith. And the portion of the text from Hebrews 11 today gives us a number of examples of Old Testament faithers. A who's who list of those that suffered broken and contrite hearts and who lived by faith all of their life. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. Israel as she crossed the Red Sea on dry land. Israel as she marched around the unconquerable, at least it seemed like it, the unconquerable city walls of Jericho that crumbled on the seventh day. Even a repented and faith prostitute named Rahab, who hid and protected the Israelite spies in the roof of her home from the murderous Canaanites. Yes, they all lived by faith. Now, what in the world does that mean? What does it mean to live by faith? Those of you who've been Lutheran all your life, you've heard this from pastors, but they've never told you what it means. It's time to learn. The text from Hebrews tells us, thanks be to God. First, to live by faith means that you are passive. Faith, first and foremost, is passive. That is to say, faith is given to by the Lord. For example, Jesus gave himself into the very Good Friday sacrificial death to win and achieve the world's salvation. Jesus, again, gives himself as pure gift to you. And now the reigning at the right hand of the Father, Jesus bestows and distributes the salvational benefits of his Good Friday sacrifice, the forgiveness of sins in the word of the gospel preached, in holy baptism, in holy absolution, and in holy communion. The point is this, what is primary is that Jesus gives his life into death on the cross, and then he gives and he speaks what he won on the cross in word and sacraments. In this way, Jesus is among us as one who serves, Luke 22. So again, I ask you, what does it mean then to live by faith? First and foremost, it means that all the Old Testament examples listed in Hebrews 11 and we 21st century hangers-on of the Lord receive. Receive what the Lord promises and gives. As the text says, a faither looks to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, always trusting in him what he promises and gives. Faith does talk only after it's given a gift. And how does faith talk? Thank you, Jesus. Gift given, gift received. Whether it's you or Abraham, Moses, David, etc. And as you believe, so you have. What else does it mean to live by faith? Well, secondly, it means that faith that believes in Savior of sinners, Jesus, and that receives his salvific gifts, faith is active. Faith works. Faith does things like delighting in the Lord's word and will, like walking in the Lord's ways, serving the neighbor who needs lots of your care and your love. And in addition, as the text says, faith actively fights and runs. A faither fights against sin. The text compares it to a runner that runs the marathon, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, the ones mentioned in Hebrews 11. Let us also lay aside every weight and sin, which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Fights, run. All the Old Testament faithers listed in the text are examples that the Christian life is a constant battle against sin and the old sinful nature called the old Adam that clings to all of us. Yes, brothers and sisters, being a Christian, a faither, means that you're running not a 100-meter dash, but a marathon. A lifelong battle of repentance against your sinful flesh, and a lifelong attachment to Jesus as your Savior through faith in Him. When the Lord preached repent and believe in Mark chapter 1, Jesus meant that the entire life of the Christian was to be the life of repentance and faith. All you have to do is read the Old Testament, and soon you will see that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, all the Israelites were sinners just like you and just like me. Just like you and me, all of these Old Testament people daily battled their sinful flesh, and every day they needed to be repented of their sin and then faith in the promise of God who would send His Son Jesus to die on the cross. And the battle against our sin, the battle against our old Adam, is a battle to the death, the old Adam's death. And I said daily, through repentance and faith. The old Adam cannot be domesticated, retrained, or rehabilitated. The old Adam must die. As St. Paul says in Ephesians 4, put off your old self so that the new man, spelled F-A-I-T-H, can live before God in the righteousness and purity of Christ Jesus the Savior. Brothers and sisters, this is the life. When the text says, let us put off everything that hinders and all the sin, this is the life of holy baptism. It's the life lived in and from your baptism. When the text says, let us also lay aside every weight and sin, you're living in and from your baptism. And God does this to you in order to remake you as a faither in Him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus would smash and destroy your most treasured defenses and convictions. And so today is the day to repent, to die to your sin, all of it. It's time to quit excusing your sin, justifying it. Now it's time to confess it and tell the truth. Be honest with yourself before God. Your old Adam's not the Lord. Jesus is. And so Jesus would divide. Remember, He spoke in the gospel about dividing. Jesus would divide you from your sin and join you to Himself and the salvation that flows from His Good Friday wounds. So brothers and sisters, I beg you, as the text exhorts you today, as you lay aside every weight and sin that so closely clings to your sinful flesh, you must now look to Jesus Christ, because He is your Savior. He is the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith. You will not get through the marathon of the daily battle against sin without Jesus. If you think that you can forgive yourself, I mean, all the shrinks, don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place for people like this, but when they tell you to forgive yourself, don't listen to them. That doesn't work. You're not the Lord. He forgives you. If somebody tells you that you need to grant salvation to yourself, that doesn't work. But Jesus gives it to you as gift. If you try and forgive yourself and earn your salvation on your own, that's going to end up how for you? Hellaciously. So I beg you, you must look to the Lord Jesus Christ, because He lived and died and rose for you. Salvation begins and ends only in Him. Jesus endured, as the text says, the pain of the cross for the joy of saving all of you. He scorned the shame of His Good Friday death to save you from eternal shame. For the joy of being your Savior, of bearing your sin, of dying your death, Jesus went to the cross. And now He reigns at the right hand of God the Father for you as He serves up heaping portions of His Good Friday won forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, keep your eyes fixed on Good Friday Jesus. The eyes of faith, that is. You're a faither like all the Old Testament believers. Which means, what did we learn today? Which means, first and foremost, that you are a what? A receiver. Given to by the Lord. And in addition, you faithers lay aside the weight of sin, or another way, you fight daily against your old Adam to death in repentance. And so, like marathon runners, you faithers in Jesus, straining toward the finish line, reaching to break the tape, push forward through this life, all the way even through your day of death, and then on to the resurrection of the body on the last day, with your eyes of faith focused on Jesus, because He's the founder and perfecter of your faith. And so I end as I began from Romans 1. The righteous live how? By faith. That's the essence of being a Christian. Happy living in faith. In the name of Jesus. Amen.